Ever since the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant closed back in 2014, Windham County business leaders have focused on rebuilding the economy in southeastern Vermont. So when the high-tech company Chroma Technology announced it would stay in Rockingham after years of contemplating a move, there was a collective sigh of relief across the region. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman visited the company and has this report on its expanding business.
Chroma Technology manufactures optical filters used in biomedical research. CEO Paul Millman walks around the production room floor explaining how the machinery works.
These coatings are more durable. They produce higher levels of throughput of light. They allow for higher levels of light throughput.
Chroma is a worker-owned company, and Millman says all major decisions begin and end with how those choices impact the staff.
How they do their work is mostly decided by them, as opposed to another company where how you do your work is decided by somebody at a higher level. We spread out some large percentage of all the important decisions that we make.
And he says making a decision whether to stay in Vermont or not has to be done with more than dollars and cents in mind. The precision-coated filters are able to read minute changes in light spectrum, and over the past few years, there's been a sharp increase in the number of technologies that use Chroma filters. And that's put intense strains on the company. Chroma's been searching for a new home, and while Millman says he never thought about moving out of state, the possibility of Vermont losing the company to a sweet, incentive-laden deal from Massachusetts or New Hampshire remained a possibility. Last week, Chroma announced that it would expand in its current location in a $19 million deal that could eventually add another 26 well-paying jobs to southeastern Vermont.
This is our community. These are our neighbors. We had to think about what effect we would have if we left. If 106 well-paying jobs left this community, it would have a serious effect on it, a seriously negative effect on it. And that was not something that I wanted to live with. There are political and moral implications to making those decisions, and we have our own political and moral point of view that made us not want to leave here.
That sentiment is music to Adam Granold's ears. Granold is executive director of Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation, a private nonprofit business development group and one of Vermont's 12 regional development corporations. Granold is one of the key players in Windham County working on developing a new economy that will survive the closing of Vermont Yankee. He says even before Entergy made the surprise announcement that VY would close at the end of 2014, there was recognition of the pitfalls facing Windham County's business community. An aging workforce, high real estate costs, not enough trained workers, and pockets of slow internet service were all identified as roadblocks toward future development. So when Entergy said 650 high-paying jobs would be leaving the region, Granold's job got much harder.
The impending closure of Yankee really put some pressure on that. You know, there was some existing underlying economic challenges prior, and with the sudden announcement of that closure, the efforts really took on a whole new meaning.
So Granold works with area high schools and colleges to support and expand high-tech training. And efforts are being put into developing emerging technologies like sustainable energy and green building. But if a company like Chroma pulls up stakes and moves to New Hampshire, Granold says it can set back all of that work.
We're working on retention and recruitment and then creating an ecosystem where new entrepreneurs feel like they can try hard, fail fast. And through that process and that effort and that support system, we will see new entrepreneurs and new businesses come forward. But if we're losing businesses during that process, it's a much heavier lift.
Back at Chroma, Millman says the company is still working on the final investment package, which will include local, state, and federal financing. Chroma was founded with 7 employees and an investment of a couple of $100,000. Last year, the company did about $30 million of business, and it has offices in China and Germany. Millman says the founders never dreamed that optical filters would be used in food safety, robotics, and handheld medical devices, all technologies that are exploding across the globe. And if everything goes as planned, the light filters will be made in southern Vermont for a very long time. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Rockingham.